T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
The Bachelorette. It was a 3-hour season finale last night. 3 hours, people!
And you watched it. You know, I don't know whether to congratulate you because you made it through it.
Yeah.
Or I'm just ashamed of you.
Yeah.
That you actually
I would go with B.
I'm ashamed of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you. And wasn't it you at the very beginning of the season said that I'm not going to do this? I'm not. Yeah. I mean, weekly you kept saying I'm not going to do this, and then you get sucked in. You watched one, then you watched two, then you took a couple of weeks off, and then you got roped in one more time, and now a 3-hour finale. Wow, so disappointed.
Look at what I've become.
Oh no,
it's so sad.
If I had known this, I wouldn't have come to work today.
I mean, I
can't be around you.
Well, if it makes you feel any better at all, when they announced the couple and they came out, I turned it off. So that still had about half an hour left of the interview with the couple.
Oh.
So I did turn that part off. All right, so does that give me some kudos?
Was that the interview that they do at the end?
The very end of the interview. I was like, I already know.
Oh, not that I watched. I don't know what I meant by that.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't see.
Are you lies?
No, I wouldn't.
All right. Well, anyway, it was the season finale of The Bachelor. And, you know, we had our very own Blake right here from Bailey, Colorado, as a finalist. It was Blake and Garrett. It was down to those two. And let me just tell you, if you didn't see it, I was sad for Blake because, boy, was he sweaty. I mean, you guys. So he's standing up there and he's like, well, actually, I'll play what he says. And then I want you to imagine while we're playing this clip of Blake, imagine he's just so sweaty that it's going in his mouth and he's licking his lips, okay?
Okay.
All right, here it is.
Becca, will you let me spend the rest of my life making you smile?
Quite honestly, I pictured this moment with you standing here the entire time for so long. I think that we could be right and we could be partners, but I think that...
Sweaty.
Better fit for us.
See? Mm. And he's just, I mean, I can't show you because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
BJ, it was so gross.
Why was he sweaty?
I think it was hot.
Probably a good answer for that dumb question. No, I thought maybe he was sweating because, you know, there are a couple of chicks there and he cheated on one, and, you know, nerves are up or
It was just those two. There were no other chicks.
I'm just saying.
I think it was.
His wife showed up?
I think it was just humid.
That'll make you sweat. When you've lied and said you're a bachelor, really, your wife shows up.
Well, none of that happened.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just saying. And then an airplane crashed into him. What?
Then they were stuck out in this big hailstorm.
Yeah.
He took her on a date to the zoo in Colorado Springs. And a big hailstorm
and
happened.
Pummeled her head. No, none of that happened. Anyway, he was a sweaty, sweaty mess. And I tried to make a joke about that last night, about how sweaty he was. Man, people jumped on me.
Why?
Because they're like, oh my God, don't you feel sorry for him? His heart is broken. I feel so sorry for Blake. Girls were crying. Oh my God, poor Blake.
That's the way it works, though. You have sympathy for the guy.
I guess. I didn't feel sorry for him because maybe I wasn't that into it because I just caught up at the last to see who she picked. I didn't feel like I was going to cry for Blake. I just thought he's sweaty. Oh, don't make fun of how sweaty he is. You know, some of us have sweat issues. Oh, dear God. Forget it. Delete the post. Out of here. All right. Anyway, she does pick Garrett, here it is.
This journey has been a roller coaster of every emotion. But the one strongest emotion is love. And I've been waiting to say it for the right person. I've been holding back. Garrett, Vincent, or Gwen, I love you.
Oh.
I love you so much.
Oh,
Rebecca Jill Kufrin, my Becca, will you marry me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Who threw up? Who threw up?
I was not expecting that. You're hilarious.
Who threw up? Who threw up in the show? I didn't see that part.
You caught me off guard with that one. Yeah, that was perfect. Yep. That's kind of how
who
it was.
Who threw up?
So,
I didn't see it.
So amazing. And then Ken Lane, Ron Lane, whatever the Lane Jewelers guy is. What's the Lane? Neil Lane, right?
Neil Lane.
Yeah. And he gave them all epic diamonds to give to her. I would have said yes to that first guy. I put it on my right hand and been like, hey, you know what, though? And then, like, shoot him away and then got the other guy for the ring on the other hand.
Yeah. You know, I don't know whether to, because I don't know whether to believe the love. Because, you know, every episode you ever see, and then when it's all over with, months later, nobody really sticks together. You've got a couple that did, but that was it. This thing's been going on for years and years and years. But then again, I look at it like this, too. You know, Amber, who works our midday show here with Carson, which they do a show here, Amber was on The Bachelor. And she, the interview that Jamie and I did with her before she started working here, when she just got kicked off The Bachelor, she really fell in love with this guy.
I know.
Remember, she was heartbroken. Remember her crying? And
I know. Well, and here's my take on it. I think the reason why you do fall in love with this person is because everything is perfect. This is the most unbelievable setting on the planet. You're in a mansion in Beverly Hills or Malibu or wherever. You have an infinity pool. You have a chef. You have all the drinks on the planet. I mean, it's right. Like going to the Cayman Islands with us.
Exactly. It's
you're going to fall in love with BJ.
You are going to fall in love in the Caymans. You can't help but do it. But you're right. You're
stress.
In this setting, and you don't ever see it coming to an end.
Right.
But once the show's over, and then, you know, producers and Hollywood drops you like a hot potato because they've already used you. They got their ratings. They don't care anymore. Now it's you and your guy that you fell in love with, and you have to find a tiny house somewhere. You know, I mean, because the one couple moved here to Colorado, right? Aren't they up in the mountains
yeah,
somewhere?
He's
that
a,
Ryan
he's
or
a fire,
no?
What fireman.
Were, I forgot their
Ryan
names.
Ryan and, yeah.
And Lucy or?
Yeah, Ryan and Lucy. And he's a fireman.
Tristan, I think.
Yes, a good job.
Is that right?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
I don't. What
the hell was that?
I don't know.
You know, you are a man.
I don't know.
Yeah, so he's a fireman.
I don't know. So I don't know if I. I guess they do fall in love.
Yeah, I guess they do, and it's you know, but it's like this perfect setting. I would love you if you were in that perfect setting.
Really?
I have everybody's cooking my food. I have snacks whenever I want.
Yeah. I'd probably fall for you, too.
You and I could snack together.
Sure, I'd probably fall for you.
Yeah, me
oh,
too.
For
in
sure.
That setting.
Yeah. Totally.
You and I there.
We could just swim.
Oh, I look good in that setting.
Hot tubs.
Yeah.
Helicopter rides. Yeah. They have boating trips, excursions every day. I mean, come on.
Wine and roses.
So great. So great. All right. Anyway, so now that now you know what happened. I guess somebody said that Teen Mom 2 kicked off last night. It was really, really good.
Yeah. Well, I missed everything.
Yeah, me too. I mean, anyway. Blake Shelton, we have some audio of him, and he was doing an interview talking about how stupid he thought The Voice was.
I had never heard of The Voice, and when I saw it, I thought, because they sent like some DVDs of the, because it started in Holland, and here's what the show is. We're going to do it here, you know, in the United States. And I watched it, and I even said to my managers, I go, this is stupid. Like, what is it? You hit these buttons, and your chair turns, and people are like, what? This will never work. But at the same time, I have absolutely nothing else going on in my career or life. So sign me up. Let's do it.
It's pretty much what Jimmy and I say about this show every day.
I like how real he is.
It's really a stupid show we do.
We don't even get it. I do want those chairs in here, though.
Yeah.
So I can just turn around, not talk to you. I'm going to get into this later, the whole Brady Bunch house and Lance Bass, it's a whole mess. Everybody's calling each other a rip-off artist, and it's just a whole Brady Bunch mess.
He's really upset.
He's pissed.
I don't understand. Did he see an investment here where this house is so iconic because it's the Brady Bunch house in Hollywood that he had to have it?
Yeah, that and also the fact that the closing bids were at 3 p.m. And so he made a closing bid at 3 p.m. a little bit below $3 million, and they had accepted it. So then he tweeted, "I got the Brady Bunch house." He was so excited.
Yeah.
And then I guess he's
embarrassed. He doesn't have to be embarrassed. Just walk away.
It's fine, Lance.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's fine.
You didn't get a house. Okay. A lot of people don't get the house they put a bid in on.
There's literally three pages I have about this Lance Bass stupid Brady Bunch house. I'm not going to read it. That's so stupid. So stupid. Demi Lovato, I guess she entered rehab. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So she's now in. Did they say where?
I didn't see where.
In Phoenix or?
I didn't.
Hollywood or Malibu?
I don't know, but they said she went to rehab. Now, here's the thing I saw on Extra or whatever, some TV show last night, and they said that Vladimir.
Yeah.
The one that she always says is the love of her life, the one that will always have her heart. I guess he went and showed up at her hospital every single day.
Yeah.
That's not good. If you weren't there for her when she was sober, don't be there for her when she's all jacked up. Because you broke her heart.
No, but she was in the hospital. She almost died. She OD'd.
I know.
He's rushing to her side.
But he didn't rush to her side when she was sober. Like, he wasn't there, and they broke her heart. Don't be there now, because then in your brain, what clicks is, if I'm in trouble, and I fall off the wagon, and I'm in the hospital, the love of my life will show up. See, it's a bad, what's that called? It's like, when you give a mouse something, and it eats it, Pavlov's dog.
Pavlov's dog?
No, wait, what's it called? Pavlov's law, not dog. What is it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, where Pavlov law.
Maybe. Maybe she. Maybe she won't see it that way.
I don't know. To me, it's that thing I'm trying to say that I can't remember what it is.
Yeah. Well, I think you got your point across. In a weird way. Yeah.
And then finally, speaking of rehab, oh boy, you guys, Jimmy Fallon might need to go to rehab. I guess they caught him on tape and he was drunk singing Guns N' Roses. Here he is.
I'm gonna do his guys and if they don't rain, I hate to look into our eyes and see an ounce of pain. But hell reminds me of a
But, to his defense, no one does karaoke unless you're drunk.
Well, you are correct, sir.
You know, I mean, think about this for a minute.
You are right.
Now, very few people do it sober.
Yeah.
You got to get all liquored up in order to get your butt up there and do it when you can't really even sing.
That is an amazing observation and so truthful.
It is.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's Pavlov's dog. I guess.
Yeah.
It's Pavlov's dog.
Is that when you train somebody and the same thing keeps occurring over and over again?
It's like it's like negative reinforcement.
Yeah.
I think.
What's it got to do with a dog?
I don't know.
Who's Pavlov?
I don't know.
Who is that dude?
Why is he? I should name my dog
He's
that.
Got a dog?
Let's all get a dog and name him Pavlov. That's a great name. Oh my God! Pavlov. I gotta go. Somebody said, "Hey, will somebody give Jamie a cookie? Her blood sugar's low." What the hell?
I agree.
What in the hell?
I do.
What
agree.
Did I do? I was trying to remember something. I couldn't remember. So what?
Low blood sugar's a condition that a lot of people have.
Oh my God!
Don't be embarrassed.
There you go. Tabloid trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.